Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Revenue streams, they are not all created equal. We need to drill down and determine what looks good on paper and what will really work. Here are two things I look at before advising my clients if going after this top line revenue is worth the effort. First up, check out buyer expectations. I mentioned this briefly in the post, but let's explore more here. In this case, buyers are not purchasing influence. They are purchasing leads and conversion. Big difference. I see this happen all the time. Most of us get caught up in the numbers of our community. But here's the deal. There's a huge difference between expectations for free stuff and expectations for what we pay for. When money changes hands, all bets are off. I'll never forget the time a client got all excited about an opportunity to put on an outside event. A good friend of his assured him that he had buyers waiting in the wings. What the buddy really had? Benign interest. When no one signed up, this killer opportunity quickly became a slow-moving train wreck. All because of the confusion between interest and a sale. Second, marketing issues and the implementation impact on profit margins. Too many folks think, well, all I have to do is add this to my website and sales conversations. Nope. The first question you really have to ask yourself is, what does my marketing need to be if I choose this route? And can I pull that off? A lot of us set ourselves up to create a marketing machine that we don't have the gifts to do. So we either need to hire that out or try to learn to do it ourselves. The former can cut into profit margins huge, and the latter can take much longer than we expect. Revenue streams can quickly become bright, shiny objects that can suck the life right out of our business. So before we respond to a trend, even one as good as marketing influencers, we need to stop and think about what really works for us and our buyers. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.